a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the storm chasers in Kansas. Grab your galoshes for this disastrous Category 5 Newsnado. On the Hill, it's stormy weather for the $19 billion bill. A bill that was on a fast track fell to pieces on its journey from the Senate to the House after allegedly months of gridlock. Despite the lack of border funding, President Trump propelled the bill with his blessing. On Thursday, however, two rogue Republicans, Representative Thomas Massey of the Bluegrass State and Representative Chip Roy of the Lone Star State, objected based on the bill's impact on the national debt. Now wait just a minute. This grandstanding delays legislation that would offer overdue assistance to victims of western wildfires, Midwest flooding, and hurricanes that crippled the Southeast and Puerto Rico, as well as to other disaster-affected areas of the country. Historically, disaster bills have been bipartisan and breezy. They rarely fell prey to these heavy partisan winds. I tell you, I'm mad in here. Get over yourselves, Congress, and deal up some real relief. In survival stories. Hawaii hiker endures 17 days lost in the tropical forest. Amanda Eller, a 35-year-old physical therapist and yoga instructor, left her water bottle, cell phone, and wallet in her car when she embarked on what she thought would be a 3-mile hike. She lost her way in the more than 2,000 acres of Maui's Makauau Forest Reserve, and she says she fell down a 20-foot cliff and became disoriented. Eller survived off the berries, river water, moss that landed on her body, and meditation to make it through the perilous 17-day stretch, lost in the wilderness. Eller called the ordeal an opportunity to overcome fear of everything and said a prayer for the other missing Hawaii hiker, who has been missing since May 20th. For the love of Pete, has anyone heard of a compass? And now, a word from our sponsors.
What you are about to witness may be the most striking purchase you will make. This is the Survivor, the ultimate knife with all the accessories to help you survive on your own. Each Survival knife is a whopping 12 inches long, yes, a foot in length, yet so perfectly balanced, it cuts like an extension of your own hand. From the razor-sharp tip of the blade to the top of the handle, the entire blade is made of 420 molecular stainless steel. And at the bottom of the handle is a precision liquid compass. You'll know where you are and where you're going. Yes, these are the same original Survival knives sold in leading newspapers and magazines across America. They are the best-selling knives of its kind ever sold by us. Yet now, you can get one during this limited publicity campaign for the special TV price of $10. But wait, there's more. If you order now, you'll also get the companion survival kit, cleverly concealed in the handle of the survival knife. All this is included at no extra cost. You get emergency fishing equipment, emergency sewing repair kit, emergency cable saw, actually capable of cutting down a small tree, and emergency waterproof wrap matches to start a blazing fire immediately. Yet if you order now, you'll get it all for only $10. And here's another incredible surprise. If you order within 24 hours, you'll get this heavy-duty sheath that you can wear on your belt. It comes with a built-in snap pouch containing a sharpening stone. And you can keep the sheath and sharpening stone free, even if you decide to return the survival knife for a complete refund. Be a survivor. Buy the Survivor. So call toll-free now and order your choice of black or camouflage.
Welcome back, folks, in weather heroics. Dayton weatherman knocks bachelorette fans out cold. After folks complained to weatherman Jamie Simpson on Twitter for interrupting their show to broadcast a tornado warning, he put these rude reality show junkies in their place.
This heavy rain is between you and the tornado. That's why this is a dangerous situation tonight. It's dark. It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous. New tornado warning here. Oh, that's the same one we had.
Raj applauds, Simpson. Hopefully he helped folks get the picture. In every way, reality TV takes a backseat to actual reality. I mean, really. Listen up. Listen good. For those of you Gen Xers just catching up with Raj, Bill Paxton is still dead. Yep, died in 2017. See, the news is weird science. Sometimes even alien. Rest in peace, Billy Boy. Speaking of Gen X, head to GenXGrownUp.com for more podcasts that celebrate the retro in life. Stuff like Bill's blockbuster hit Twister, and geek out with George and Mo and John about Gen X movies, Walkmans, and all your childhood favorites in their Backtrack episodes. Or join them for a regular episode that looks at today's wild world all through the eyes of Gen Xers. But yeah, such a shame. Bill Paxton is still dead. In entertainment news, greatest films ever about tornadoes. Digging all the disaster in the news minute, here's Roger's favorite top tornado films of all time. Twister, The Wizard of Oz, The Day After Tomorrow, Night of the Twisters, Into the Storm, 2012, The Perfect Storm, Category 6, Day of Destruction, Tornado, and Sharknado. Loves me some good old-fashioned Sharknado. Huddle up in your storm cellar with Bigsby's Beat of the Week. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. One of Roger's all-time soothers, picked by my pals at AFI as the greatest movie song ever, was written by my pals Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, who also wrote It's Only a Paper Moon, Brother Can You Spare a Dime, and many more, against the real backdrop of 12 days of destructive days in Kansas. One thing's for certain, there's no place like home. One for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.